cliffcentral.com.
A lot of people know this song as Summer Days. You know, people think that this jam is a classic as far as house is concerned. Nick Holder, Summer Days, but the original, believe it or not, was done by a jazz musician by the name Pat Metheny. And he calls that one Slip Away.
Which I don't think a lot of people know.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know it.
Every time one hears this song, you think about long distance, summer holidays,
for
type
sure.
of thing.
For sure. And what's very interesting about this song is that Nick Holder didn't make any money from it. Because if I were to play you the original, you'll realize that he didn't really do much to the song. He basically looped it and added a house bass line. That's all he did.
Wow.
Right?
I think that's another thing. A lot of people don't make money on their original music.
Yeah.
And then comes a guy and just lays it up and do whatever. And like, boom, this guy is making money out
it's
of
crazy.
Your hard work.
It's crazy. But nonetheless, for house heads, including myself, I still think it's a classic. It's one of those, no matter where you play it, people always have a good time. You know? Alrighty, welcome to it, man. It is 20-something with myself, Just Another Cool Kid. I'm hanging out with the lovely lady, Londe.
Hi, Jack.
How you doing?
We didn't greet each other.
Yeah, we didn't greet each other. We didn't greet anyone, actually. We just sat down.
Usually we
talking.
Hug and
know,
joke and stuff.
But I mean, I did pitch up a little late.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's one of those Fridays where there's a lot of traffic and there's a lot of issues on the road.
Yeah.
As much as a lot of people have stopped working, there are some that don't get holidays.
Yeah, hey?
That don't get holidays and they still need to come in to work.
It is what it is. I mean,
it is what it is, man.
What would keep people entertained when they're on holidays if we decided, hey, we're going to sit at home and don't engage?
Right. We deliver a serious social service to the society at large.
Yep.
Welcome to it. The name of the show is 20-something. And we're going to be hanging out with you guys for, I don't know, for like an hour? Yeah, for an hour. Like, just under an hour.
Yeah.
And I really don't want to talk about serious stuff today. You know?
I think we've talked about serious stuff a whole year.
Yeah.
Can we just ease
yeah.
up?
Yeah. I mean, there's only one time in the year when we're allowed to be like absolutely stupid, just dumb.
Yeah.
And it's the silly season, man. It's the
yeah.
festive season. How's your December been so far?
It's been okay, hey? It's nothing hectic, just hanging out and doing this and this, preparing for next year. It's been okay.
It's been okay.
It's been okay.
No,
I think it's just flying by. Like, why?
No excessive drinking.
Not yet.
Not oh, so it's going to happen. You're saying that it's
oh,
going to happen.
Just a little. Like
just a little. Which one is it?
My
like
guy,
I feel like you need to
listen,
decide.
You know me, so I don't know why you're asking this question.
No, the thing is I'm asking you this question because everyone else doesn't know you. I know you on a personal level. You know, but everyone else doesn't know you.
Excessive drinking, what is that?
I mean it's drinking to the point whereby you pass out every time you drink.
How does one get to that point? I don't get it. Honestly, I don't get it. I go all in, but I never really pass out. Like, how does one get there?
You know, I don't think it's a conscious decision, actually.
You
I don't
think
anyone decides, okay, tonight is the night I get fucked up and pass out. I don't
okay.
think so. Like, most probably what happens is in your mind, you're thinking, you know what, I can handle this booze. I'm going to make this booze my bitch. And then it turns around
next
makes
thing
you.
It's like, nah.
Yeah.
No,
know,
B.
It's
nah,
like,
B.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, what did you say? You know?
I can actually say I'm proud of myself.
Okay.
I haven't had a sip of alcohol in the past 3 days. Literally. Consecutively.
So we are supposed to applaud you for not drinking for 3 days.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so that
much.
Means you drink all the time. You see what I'm saying?
But the thing is, yes, I may, but I don't get sloshed. It's the thing. Let me have a glass. Let me
oh,
you know.
Okay.
But I haven't for the past 3 days, and I'm like, yay.
So you like one of those people that go home and have a glass of wine after a long day type thing. That's how you unwind.
Sometimes I wake up and I feel, I'm in a crappy mood. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, hey, why the hell not?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I go right into it.
All right. Well, on my side, my December has not been that great, actually. Number one, I haven't been coming here for a while.
It feels like forever.
I feel like it's been like what, 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Without me coming through. But I think the biggest thing was my uncle passing away. I mean, for the past 2 weeks, we've been going to the hospital every single day, checking him out and all of this stuff. But he finally gave out last week Wednesday, so today was his funeral. Rest in peace, Kitumetse Paul Takane. You'll forever be remembered. So I feel like my December hasn't really played out the way I thought it would, you know?
Yeah.
But
you
can always bounce back.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that sometimes feel like, okay, I don't know how I'm going to make it through this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, after a couple of days, it just gets easier day by day.
True. That is so true.
So I at this point in time, I'm just trying to look forward to, you know, happier times, smiling and all of this stuff. So thankfully, I've actually got a very interesting weekend lined up.
Is it?
Yeah. So let me tell you about
my weekend. You are allowed. You are allowed after everything. This is why I'm not even feeling guilty for being in this state this December, because I had a crappy year. I experienced so much loss.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
It's like your revenge for having such a shitty year.
You know?
Yeah.
It's okay.
I can get that for sure. So
what is going on? This
my
weekend?
Revenge. My revenge. So there's a gig that happens every single year in my neighborhood, Midolands.
Okay.
Spekere, like the guys from Trompies,
mm-hmm.
are from Midolands.
Yeah.
Right. So they're my homeboys. So they throw this New Year, I mean not New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve party.
Yeah.
Every year, Midolands High, which is like the high school.
Yeah.
That everyone knows about in Midolands.
Okay.
It's got this reputation. Sometimes for bad things, but generally good things. Like mostly a lot of people went to Midolands High
at
some point.
Not your super tele type of
No. No, it's not Izo, sorry. You know? So they throw this event over there every year, and it's for such a great cause. I mean, they take some of the proceeds and help out the community at large. So I'm going to be out there tomorrow checking that out.
Okay.
And then on Christmas Day, I'm going to be, obviously, spend a little time with family and whatnot, but I've got a gig in Midolands again, go a place called Babedi Hall, and it's another charity drive. The cool thing is, with that party, is entrance is not like money, like you have to pitch up with cans and
nice.
Blankets and that kind of thing. So if you pitch up with all of those things, we put them in a box and, you know, spread the love as much as we can. You know? And I think it's a cool initiative, but obviously we would have wanted to make people's Christmas special, but I think just by making, you know, putting together a little party for people to come through and forget all their stresses and all of these things. Like, hang out with family during the day, be with your family, and then join your street family.
Let's
have a ball, man. Let's have a good time.
I said something earlier this week. Like, in it said that we find love in hopeless places.
Yeah.
So as family.
Yeah.
Because I mean, some of us didn't go home, but we are gonna be with our family.
Families, you know? For sure.
I'm gonna be with my family on Sunday. A family that I never thought I'd find.
Yeah,
it's such a cool thing.
It's like the family you chose. Because you can't really choose your family.
Exactly.
But then there's a family that you choose.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's, family can be so many different things. It doesn't have to be one specific definition for family. And I mean, you can define it to be whatever you want it to be.
Exactly.
And as long as the people that are in there love you dearly,
you know,
you're done with it. I mean, it's like,
I mean,
chilled standee. Oh, man. So a couple of weeks ago, I think it was the last time I was here, I was talking about the grand tour with Jeremy Clarkson, James May, Richard Hammond. So I finally checked it out.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Like, epic is not even the word I would use for that, right? they even did an episode in Joburg, funny enough. They put James May in a in a kusheshe.
Wow.
And they were spinning this thing, and he had, he was so pissed off. Like, he was like, what are you guys doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I mean, I think it was really cool how they packaged the show. Mm. And they also make fun of our beloved president, Mr. Jacob Zuma,
which seems to be,
I think,
a norm.
Yeah, it is. You know, the whole 50,070,100. You know,
okay.
So they play.
We laughed about that not so long ago. Like, it's so, sometimes it's so difficult to put numbers into words and actually say it. Like, when it gets to millions and billions, you're like, okay, yeah, maybe
no,
I should just...
Do you know what I think? I think the people that write the president's speeches are just bad, man.
They're doing it intentionally because they know he struggles already. So why wouldn't they just put that in words?
Words, yeah. Write out the word. Write 9 billion. Don't put nine zero, 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 zero. You know what I mean? I feel like that's
crazy.
You're just confusing the old man.
You're sabotaging him.
Yeah, man. I think it's just so wrong. But I mean, as well, there's been times where it wasn't just numbers that threw him for a loop.
Yeah.
I think I remember when he was trying to say decriminalization this one time. Oh, that was a train smash. Do you understand? Do you know what I mean by train smash? You know when when an English word has you so befuddled,
you know,
you have to take a break. Like, you need to pause for a second. Like, okay, wait, I'm gonna say this.
And you're like, okay, what? Wait.
Decriminalize. You know,
there are words that throws you off every now and then, though.
Yeah, for sure.
And you're like, okay, wait, what happened to my English? Because I thought I had this thing on lockdown.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it just shows how human we are,
you know,
at the end of the day. I mean, I know it's weird for me to say this. Like, our flaws don't make us human, but somehow they do at the same time.
Somehow they do.
Like, we are not the summation of our flaws.
Yeah.
You know? But
yeah.
Though they are technically what make us who we are, because naturally you would learn from such,
and you'd
ultimately grow, or at least we'd hope that you'd learn from such and then grow.
It doesn't seem like he does grow from it, though.
Meg, you know what? That remains to be seen.
I mean, come on, how many times has he done this? And he keeps on making the same mistake. Like, my guy.
You know, if I could count, I could tell you. Like, if I could give you the number, I wish I can't say the number.
So it's, I guess,
like,
we can't say the same about a whole lot of people.
47,076,70,100. You know, he's done it a couple of times. But I mean, you know, it's one of those things, I guess.
Yeah.
So we're waiting for Mr. DJ Vocal.
Yeah.
To come through, and he's unfortunately he's stuck in traffic somewhere. But I spoke to him. He's trying to get here as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be talking to us about a really, really cool event that happens on an annual basis.
Yeah.
And it's grown in leaps and bounds, man. I mean,
it's crazy.
Every year it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
And the funny thing is, I've been in Pretoria for a while now.
Yeah.
But I never really felt the urge of, okay, let me just attend this thing. I never until...
Seriously?
Ever.
Wow.
It's that, the event and another one that happened last week. I'm like, I'm not about this. I'm not even gonna try.
Yeah.
But for some reason this year I'm like, maybe one should just try.
Do you know
the day after Christmas event?
Yeah. I the first thing I remember when I heard about Cooler Boxing Day.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that attracted me to it was the name itself. Like, no, everyone knows the 26th to be Boxing Day.
Yeah.
And they flipped the script. They were like, no, it's actually Cooler Boxing Day. You know?
Which is so cool.
It is. It is. And, you know, I've attended, I think, two of them.
Mm-hmm.
The vibe there is unbelievable.
Is it?
It's unbelievable. There were times where they didn't even have a headliner. And it would be packed. Like, there'd be a lot of people there.
And so, people still have it jumpers. Like, it would be crazy.
I mean, even if you look at the flyer now, this year, it's not like there's a big headliner there. It's not like they've got Black Coffee or whatever. But it's about the vibe, you know, the way people come together. I don't know, maybe it's because of the day.
And the fact that when these events take place, it's not only about, okay, number of people attending. These people who comes up with these themes and these events, they are building a culture.
For sure.
You
for
know? Sure. So to carry that culture, it must be one of the things that most people get attracted to. They're like, okay, so this thing is happening again. So let me just see, like the likes of us. Like, yeah. Okay, let me just see how it goes. And then next thing, you're hooked into that culture. And the following year, the next person does. And it grows. It grows.
Yeah, for sure.
Yo, I'm looking forward to it. I'm not sure whether I'll attend or not, but I think I should.
I think I'm a bit on the fence given what has, you know, happened over the past couple of days.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be able to make it out to Pretoria on Monday, but I think I'll push to get there.
I think you should.
And check it out, man. I really want to check it out. Plus, they've changed venues. They've gone to the Lucas Masterpieces Moripa Stadium. And I think for a party that started off in some random park in Atteridgeville, Pretoria, for them to end up in a stadium where the champions,
the African champs,
Africa,
you know
what I mean, play soccer.
It's a big deal.
You know, and it's so comforting when you hear these kind of stories whereby you've got a bunch of young people coming together to do something that immense, that big.
Yeah.
You know, when you think of the brand of Kulu Boxing, there's so many things that come into it, you know? And I'm just happy to see someone out there doing good.
Yeah.
You know? Plus, DJ Vocal is actually JR's DJ.
Yeah.
You know? Watching his career grow as well has been very interesting. Because, I mean, he started off at Swanee FM, like the most of us.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we've been representing Swanee FM. But anyway.
Yeah, sometimes you feel like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I feel like
can
sometimes I shouldn't say it anymore. watching him grow from where he started off to, you know, now even putting out music as well. It's really almost as if it's like a guiding light for those that think it's impossible for you to become a major player in the industry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's almost as if once you're told that, look, the doors are locked, someone pitches up and tells you, hey man, I've got a skellum key. Do you know what a skellum key is?
A skellum key.
A skellum key. We're going to open these doors, man.
I think looking at how he has grown and the fact that, okay, maybe a lot of people may not know him, but this is a brand that he has built for himself,
for sure,
and that he's continuing building.
Yeah.
And once it gets out there, it's just going to be explosive from here onwards.
Do you know I think he's in that phase where he's got one foot in the door.
Yeah.
And all he needs is just a small, like
just
the tiniest of nudges.
Like
not even a push, it's like a nudge almost. And you know what I mean?
He's the world will explosive.
Be his oyster. Yeah, yeah. The world's gonna be his oyster, that's for damn sure. Do you know what's really sad about this right now? Like the conversation we're having? We are giving this guy so many props and he's just not here
he's
to hear
not
it.
Yet,
he's just not here to hear it.
He's coming. He's on his way.
He is. But in the meantime, I'm going to do something we don't usually do on the show, right? Because I'm in such a... I need a pick-me-up, if I can put it that way. I need to, you know, spruce things up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think the people that usually pick up my
vibe,
spirits and my vibe and water,
your
water
aura.
Is a group that, you know, was named after a measurement. A Coca-Cola can.
Okay.
340 mil, man. And what I can guarantee is whenever you hear this. You is inspiring me. And the midnight driving. The way you leave me smiling, you know you do. You know you do.
Showing off. Ow. We're showing off now. Okay.
Ow.
It's okay.
So nice.
That's cool.
So nice. Like, these guys give me life. They give me so much life. So I love 340 Mil so much. And I haven't seen them perform live in so long. It's bothering my soul, actually. You should hear that song when they perform it live.
Live.
It sounds...
There's something about live music, though.
Live music is life.
I'm just excited that you're going to be hearing a lot of that from me next year.
Yeah. That's
very excited.
I think I'm excited to watch a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, live out their musical dreams.
I've neglected it for a while now. For years, actually.
Yeah,
five years, but it's been haunting me, and I've made a decision. You know what? Let me do this.
For sure. You know, like, it always seems as if there's time. Like, yeah, but I'll do it whenever. I'll do it. And you put it off, and you find yourself, like, 5 years later, like, oh, snap. Yeah. Shit, I think I made a mistake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think also, for me, like, my uncle that I was talking about earlier on, I mean, the guy played different instruments. He was a violinist. He had just started practicing the keyboard, you know, and we had been talking for years about me playing the trumpet and all of that stuff. I mean, I actually got my trumpet about a month ago.
That's great.
So we were supposed to do this together, but it's kind of sad, but I'm gonna have to do it.
You're gonna have to now.
If I don't, it's like I'm shitting all over his legacy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're gonna have to do it.
That's why I feel like I've got this weird positive excitement about,
which is a good thing. I don't think it's a you thing only. I think it's just in the air. It's the energy, because I've picked up a lot of people are saying the same thing. I'm feeling the same way. So I'm like, it's the energy. It's something that is in the air.
Yeah,
which I think it's a good thing.
It really
for
is.
Once can we be in that space and not be so miserable and thinking about, oh my goodness, where to from here type of thing.
Do you know? Usually people name years like kind of. 2014.
24
some
me.
Called it 24 me.
Yeah.
I said 24 shit. next year, I've only seen one.
I've only seen one either.
and the one I saw, I don't want to.
No, it's not something that we can actually endorse.
Yeah, man. I mean, 2017.
Like
why should we be whoring around?
Exactly.
In 2017.
Exactly.
I feel like there should be another something, man. Like,
at the
there
same
should be
time,
another name.
At the same time, I have this thing. Can we not announce to the world 2017 is gonna be a big year for me type of thing? Can you just chill, do your thing, close your mouth and do your thing?
Do you know,
can we stop this thing of, you know?
Do you, there's certain
I know
things
we're
that
supposed
will never stop.
To. I know we're supposed to speak to the universe and whatever and speak it to life.
Yeah.
But can you speak it to life in your own little comfort place?
you can't stop people from doing that. And on top of that, I don't think those things will stop ever. Like.
And resolutions? I think resolutions have died down.
No, they haven't.
They haven't?
They have not. It's just you need to... Well, you don't need to necessarily look for people that do that. But there are people that do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I guess when it comes to resolutions, I've... At some point in my life, I was once that person who had sit down and write down, what am I going to do this year? How far should I have accomplished that from this time to this time type of thing?
Yeah.
But I eventually got to a point like, no, man, I don't have to do this. I really don't have to.
For sure.
It's I just need to go in there and just do what I need to do without having to write it down and all of that. I mean,
do you know? So Lundi, I'm gonna leave you for a couple of minutes. People have disappeared. Fellas and them have disappeared, and vocal is outside. So, do you know what?
I think we should play vocal song.
You've got vocal song.
I think we should play his song.
Okay. What's the name of the track? I don't know the name of the track.
It says "Welcome to My Weekend."
To My Weekend.
Yeah, he's featuring Zano.
All right, so that was "Welcome to My Weekend."
Yeah,
by the man DJ Vocal. And we've been trying to, you know, find him because he's kind of lost. Like, I don't understand how you can get lost.
No, but
man,
a lot of people get lost.
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't know.
What
I don't
is
know
GPS
why.
For? What the hell is GPS for?
Jack. Wow.
I mean, why do you have these expensive phones?
Wow, my guy.
Seriously.
Let other kids be, hey?
No, I can't let other kids be. They must do the right thing.
Wow. But it happens. So you're trying to tell me that you don't get lost?
No, I mean, I do. I do, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But
there's another, what do you call? There's another place that looks like this place.
Yes.
Just down the road.
Telemedia,
so
yeah.
That's Telemedia. Because that's how people get confused.
I mean, here's what I'm saying, right? The address for Browns across the street is 19 Vessels Road.
Yeah.
You're looking for 18 Vessels Road. How do you get lost like that?
Hi, man. He's going to come and explain himself.
He must just walk in here and explain himself.
He'll explain himself.
And unfortunately, looking at the time, it's going to be
a very short,
short conversation. Firstly, he must walk in here and explain to us why he was so late.
Yeah.
And then, you see, there he is calling me again. In fact, I'm going to put him on air. Brother Vocal.
Yeah, where are you, bro?
I'm in the studio. We're actually doing the show. You are live on air right now. And then he laughs. Oh. Listen, bruv, just come upstairs and turn left. You'll see. Someone will direct you.
All right, sure.
Do you see the door?
Yes, I do.
All right, cool.
Sure.
I can't believe you.
No,
you just had to put him on the spot like that.
What was I supposed to do? I mean, the reason why we've been running up and down and stuff.
You know?
Oh, well, the reason why I've had to improvise and run up and down and stuff is because of him. So I want our listeners to hear that I wasn't bullshit.
Yeah.
It's the truth. Like, this guy got lost
mm-hmm.
with a GPS. I actually want to see the type of phone he's using, actually. And then
you'd be shocked.
I'm serious. I'm gonna name.
You'd be shocked.
I'm going to shame him.
What?
I'm going to shame him. Like,
what's
what type
wrong
of phone
with
is,
you?
What type of phone gets you lost?
You know. I mean, this day and age.
Come on.
Androids, Apple.
Oh, man.
I mean, really.
Seriously. Anyway,
they're doing away with BlackBerry, with WhatsApp and BlackBerry by the end of this month. So those who were busy saying things to us about their BIS and whatnot.
There were still people
faces.
Using BlackBerries?
Yeah.
Seriously?
You'd be so shocked.
You would be so shocked. I had no idea.
I swear. Apparently, it's not going to be compatible for WhatsApp as of the 31st of December.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
There were people who are actually on BBM. Who are actually
deep.
On BBM.
In
like
2016.
Yeah, I was so shocked. I saw a screen grab. I'm like, what are you guys about? Is this the kind of life you've chosen for yourselves?
That, like, those are the type of people that don't want to, move on. You know
do you
what
think
I mean?
It's about moving on?
I'm serious. You need to adapt and change and move on, man. Like, why are you holding? Like, at this point, the way things progress so quickly these
days.
Yeah. You end up becoming a relic. In like 2 years.
Of course.
You become fossil fuel in like 2 years. In fact, there's someone else I'd like to name and shame while we're at it.
Okay.
Mr. Lucas over here. I want to name and shame you, brother. Why are you standing over there? Do you know what happened? Get on the microphone. There's a microphone right there, Lucas. I need you to explain why you didn't come to the Adidas Run Your Crew.
Oh my goodness, this guy, you have grudges, no?
No, I've got grudges.
For days.
I've been away and now I'm trying to sort some shit out.
Oh,
Lucas,
wow.
Talk to me. What happened?
My brother, you have to be careful, you know, about doing stuff like this.
Okay.
But let me tell you what was happening.
Okay, this
so,
story.
I'm on N1 minding my own business, you know, driving at the normal speed that you're supposed to drive on. And what happens is that there was a roadblock.
Oh.
And then they wasted 15 minutes or 15 to 20 minutes of my time.
Okay.
And then I was like, okay, guys, know what? I can't do this anymore. These guys have already started the race. Let me just know. Go somewhere and have a drink.
Okay. Jack, are you happy?
No, I'm not. So, Lucas,
you
do me a
favor. You are so ungovernable today. What's wrong with you?
Lucas, do me a favor.
Yeah?
Go away and have a drink.
Well, fantastic, my brother. You know what? I'll get you on a new year.
Sure.
Shut up.
Okay, so vocalist finally landed in the building. How are you doing, Chief?
Hey, my brother. I'm writing you.
I'm chilled, man. So this accident on the N1?
Yeah, man. I think it's a couple of trucks.
Okay.
Trucks.
Yeah, a couple of trucks on the N1. Like, it really, really, like, slowed us down.
Yeah.
You know, we're driving from Pretoria. I thought that, you know, let me pace myself an hour, maybe an hour, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I get there. But yo, by the time we got to the highway, on the Vodacom or whatever area.
Yeah, in Midrand.
Yeah, Midrand.
Yeah.
We started having that problem. But yeah, luckily it cleared up quickly.
All right, cool. Hey man, all I know is that you're here.
Yeah.
We don't have that much time actually, so
yeah, I
would like for us to jump straight into it. So it's the 8th annual Cooler Boxing Day, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How did it begin?
The event began, you know, it was just a close gathering of friends.
Yeah.
At one of my partner's house.
Mm.
Roughly around maybe 20, 30 people.
Yeah.
Just chilling. Before, I don't know if you remember if you know the culture. Atridgeville, where there was this whole park situation.
Yeah.
Motor Park, 26 December, jazz in the park. You see our mothers and fathers.
Yeah.
Used to go there and chill and listen to jazz music.
Yeah.
And we'd go there as well, but it wasn't our scene.
Yeah.
And we ended up drifting off to where the event started off, chilling. And then, it grew from that. People demanded, you know, music. Not really demanded, but we decided, you know, let's add a bit of music into the whole situation.
Yeah.
Entertainment-wise, not just to just chill and, drink alcohol.
Just add
the entertainment aspect.
Add a little bit of
Then you added up a couple of gazebos because it rained the year before.
Yeah.
So you're like, you know, I just add maybe one gazebo, add a couple of, you know, DJs on the lineup as well. And then that's when it grew and it moved off to another partner's house, backyard.
Okay.
And then that's when I think the vision,
became clear
of what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then from then on, we moved off to another venue of ours that we hosted the event for like 2-3 years. At school, Koza Street, the cricket pitch.
Yeah.
And we were there for quite some time. And and here we are right now. We're at Lucas Moripe Stadium.
Yeah.
Wow.
We were actually talking about it before you got here. I mean, I think it's so incredible that within the space of time, I mean, it's what, eight years?
8 years, yeah.
You know, for you guys to, I mean, as you're saying, to start off in someone's backyard and then going
front yard,
to a
backyard.
Stadium.
It was front yard, backyard, a cricket pitch, and then stadium.
Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. That is such a cool progression.
I would assume those things comes with challenges.
Yeah, they do.
So what were the things that you had to overcome to get to where you are today?
I'd say now that we're in the stage that we are in right now, where the event has grown so big that there's bigger stakeholders, that the city of Tshwane, which is, I think, not the biggest challenge, but at the same time, understand that the event has grown so big that certain laws need to be abided.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, you know, your safety is expected, needs to be really taken seriously.
You need jock approval.
You know, you know, people might hate on the whole chalk situation and say, you know what, you know, these guys are here to give us a headache. Yes, to an extent they do, but I think they're there to save you as an event organizer. And
true.
It grows you and the brand, you know, because if you slack on maybe, for instance, maybe the safety or the maybe ambulances, whatever happens there, and maybe a person, maybe God forbid, dies and there's no ambulance or medical services to assist them there, you know, it taints the brand to an extent.
Of course.
I think these guys are there to assist, even though they could be tough, you know, but I think they're there to really assist, and they've grown the brand as well. You know, they made us open up our eyes because we plan on bringing internationals in the next couple of years.
That's
and
great.
With that, I think it makes us more professional in running our business.
You know, there's one thing that I've picked up about Cooler Boxing Day. You guys, you don't typically go for big stars. Like, you don't usually have this main headliners, big guy.
Yeah.
And whatnot. Was that a conscious decision? Was it something that you guys decided, look, this is what we're going to do?
We always speak about with me and my partners is that Cooler Boxing Day, when it started, was never been about the music or having like a big headliner. But the unfortunate part, or I think unfortunate part right now, is that the event has grown so big that a person who doesn't know the culture of Cooler Boxing Day or where we come from, where it wasn't really about a Lulu Cafe or a Black Coffee or whatever, who's just maybe started coming to Kulabos and they maybe for the past 2 years would be like, you know what, oh, this event is so big. Mm. Why am I paying, what, $150 or $250 when there's no AKA there or when there's no black coffee there?
Yeah.
So we've made a decision now that, you know, the event has grown so big and to attract more people who are not maybe cultured at Kulabos in there.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, add a bit of spice. Not to say that we're gonna, you know, skimp on your big artists.
Mm-hmm.
This year we've got AKA, we've got Black Coffee as well.
Yeah.
You know, I think the two biggest artists in the country.
Country at the moment,
you know?
Yeah.
So I think, yes, as much as Kulaboxing Day has never been about that, we've gotten to the stage where
it's
we have
too
to,
big.
Yeah,
like
we have to.
It's
not ours anymore.
You have to evolve.
Yeah, it's not ours. It's not ours and our friends' gig anymore. It's ours, our friends, and their friends' friends.
Yeah.
So it's grown that big.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I still think it's a fantastic story to tell.
Yeah.
Moving aside from just Kulaboxing Day,
yeah.
People that are acquainted with you or that know you as a DJ.
Yes.
What's happening in that sphere of life?
DJ vocal sphere of life. Yes, I'm a DJ. I started off as a DJ and I still am a DJ. I recently released my first single in August.
Yeah.
It's called Welcome to My Weekend featuring Blacklist, Toddy Mac, and
it's a jam.
Thank you very much, guys.
We just played it.
Oh, sweet. featuring Blacklist, Toddy Mac, and Zano. We're planning on shooting a video sometime in Jan. I know it's a bit late, but just for the sake of keeping the brand alive, we can never, you know, leave out the whole video situation.
Yeah.
So we're going to be shooting a video sometime in Jan. And planning on working on new music as well in the new year, definitely, because you can't
put
just...
Put me on.
You know, you can't just, you know, take the foot off the pedal now suddenly because of whatever, you know, just have to just keep on until you struck the gold, whatever you want to call it. You know? So we're going to continue next year. We're shooting the video and more production. Like, I do different things, man. It's eventing, it's, you know, music. It's I'm also on radio. I'm not going to mention where, though.
Nice.
But
we do radio as well. And I'm also a tutor, a DJ tutor as well.
Is it?
Know? Yeah, officially going to be doing it next year, you know, at some college.
Great.
So, yeah, man, we're going to be doing music full on next year.
That's really cool stuff. Yeah.
Wow. I'm gobsmacked. I mean, we were talking about how close are you to be that huge thing in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that make you feel? That, because we feel like you just like one foot in to this whole scene.
Like I've been doing this thing for so long, and you know, I look at guys like Bo Casper, no, not really Bo Casper, Casper as well, you know, and guys like Questa, who have been in the industry for a long time, and some people give up, you know, along the way, saying, you know, I've been doing this thing for the past 12 years, and I'm a no man. Let me just go do something else. And then suddenly, you might never know that little moment where you stopped could have been that moment where you hit it big. You know, like Questa with the whole Gucci situation.
Yeah.
You know. So with me as well, I've been doing this thing for a very long time. I've been DJing since I've been in high school. You know? It's been probably like what, for 15 years now.
Yeah.
Wow.
And in the back of your mind, you think, ah, oh, man, this guy's been doing it, and he's knocking here and there, and why don't you try and find another path or avenue, you know? So me saying that I want to stop now, I think it would be, you know, short-sighted.
For sure.
My situation now is I keep on doing what I'm doing. And like I said, we're going to be releasing music next year. We're going to be pushing more events, you know, just to grow the brand. Not my brand only, but the Kulaboxing Day brand as well. So yeah, man, that is my plan for the next year. And look, I mean, going forward.
All right, nice. Man. Yeah. And you know, I always find it interesting when we have a musician in the studio.
Yeah.
When I ask them about what they think about the standard of music.
Yeah.
Right now, like, where do you stand on some of the music that's been put out there? I mean, like the mumble rap and all of these other things. You know.
Trapping.
Yeah. I consider myself as one of the guys that come from, you know, the old school.
Yeah, you should
sound.
Hear one of vocals Kwaito sets. Lose your
you
mind.
Know, I'm from that old school, and
okay.
I was speaking to one of my friends yesterday, about how the rate of music is how quick it's evolving, especially in the hip hop scene in the US. Because I remember maybe in the 2000s, 2003s, where you'd find maybe like 50 Cent who would stay on top for a good 2-3 years,
yeah,
and he'd be the main guy. But right now, you find so many, like 5-6 different artists that are being pushed at once, and they all on the same level.
Yeah.
And it's hard to grasp who is the best right now.
Yeah.
So the state of music for me right now, as much as, especially in SA, as much as it's really improved in a lot, and I'm proud of the scene, but the music is evolving so much that, you know, it's hard to grasp what is dope and what is not. So, yes, radio and whatever is going to influence what you should consume. But as a normal consumer who is really, really into music, it's going to be harder right now to try and see what's what, because it's evolving so quick and it's thrown at us so fast. Man, but anyway, besides that, music is good. I'm proud of the SA scene. House music as well, you know, we're doing quite well.
Yeah.
Hip hop, we're doing quite well. I'm not too sure of what's going down quite on the quite scene.
Yeah,
man, overall though, the music scene, man, I'm really, really proud of it. The guys are coming up. You know, the whole Slicker on Life situation where, you know, the how music gets consumed and how music gets received, I think has made it easier for a lot of our consumers in the country, because you know, like, it was hard for the past couple of years getting maybe an AKA song or a sampler for maybe KO or for whoever.
Yeah.
But right now, it's if AKA maybe or Casper wants to sample a song, send it straight to Slicker, and right there, 100,000 downloads, we get to hear what Casper has got for us maybe for the year.
For sure.
So I'm happy with the scene right now.
That's dope, man.
Yeah.
Look, we've gotten to a point whereby we've run out of time.
Sure.
But just a quick wrap up. Cooler Boxing Day, the 26th of December.
Cooler Boxing Day, 26th December. It's going down at Lucas Moripe Stadium in Attridgeville.
Yeah.
It's the 8th one. We've got Black Coffee, we've got AKA, we've got Kalo, we've got Speedster. And local guys, myself, DJ Vocal as well.
For
but,
sure.
You know, I hardly even get a chance to play or entertain anybody, but
yeah,
probably going to sneak in and sit there as well. Tickets available at CompuTicket for 200 Rand.
Mm-hmm.
So go check them out at Checkers Hyper and
for
all
sure.
these spots.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, come through, guys. Definite fun. Production is going to be on another level this year. We actually started setting up today at the stadium. So if you just check out our social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Cooler Boxing Day, you'll see what we're up to. Also, we've been just doing a couple of activations. Yesterday, we were out at Kantare, our first pre-party. And tonight, we're going to be at Ayepiep Lifestyle in Sunnyside, Pretoria.
Yeah.
If you're going to be around that area, just come through and have fun with us. We're going to be selling our merchandise, giving away a couple of tickets as well. So yeah, activations tonight, yep, and then obviously Merry Christmas to everybody as well.
Yeah,
going into the weekend, I know it's a Christmas weekend
for sure.
And go out and go buy those tickets, CompuTicket, $200 for everybody. And yeah, hopefully we'll see you guys there.
All right, man. All thank right. you so much for coming through.
Yeah, man. It's a pleasure.
It was brief, but I think we got everything.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah.
On lockdown.
Yeah,
it
for
was
sure.
a pleasure.
For sure. To everyone out there, have a fantastic Christmas. Make sure that we see you. We want you out there to be safe.
We want them to listen to tune in next week on
yeah,
Friday.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Next week. So next week we're doing the year review.
Ooh.
It's gonna be fun. We're looking back at the year 2016. So hopefully Nell Gibbon will be in the studio
he
as well.
He will be. I'll make so, sure of it. I'll drag
yeah,
him.
It's gonna be happening next week. But for now, I think it's fair to say that we've played our part. We need to leave.
Yeah. CliffCentral.com.